Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Chaf Dalid, Menachas 24a, pagination is 47. We'll start on the facing page on the bottom, the last two lines. At the end of one line up, Ki Salik Rav Kana, when Rav Kana went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechinu Levnei Rabbi Chiya, he found the children of Rav Chiya, the Yasvi Viko Amri, that they were sitting and debating the following question. Here's the question having to do with Menachos. Isaron, you have a portion of flour that's meant to be a mincha. Shechalku, that was divided. They divided it into half an Isaron, that's the measure, into one part of the vessel. And the other half of the Isaron in the very same vessel, but separate and not touching, onto today's daf, v'hinichu bevisa, and they left it in this vessel, which is where a mincha would be placed, a certain type of vessel. And now, v'noga tevul yom be'echad mehen, a person who's on some level tamei, we'll discuss the detail in a moment, but this person who's somewhat tamei touched one of these half portions, mahu, what is the halacha? And quite obviously, what we're wondering is, did he just bring tumah to the half which he touched? Or did he bring tumah to both halves, even though they're not touching, because they're simply in the same vessel? Now, the type of tumah that we're discussing is that of a tevul yom. We've encountered this person number of times. The concept of tevul yom is that he was tameh, he went to mikvah, and now he's merely waiting for nightfall so that he will be tahar. His tumah at this point is a unique level of tumah. It will be metameh what he touches, but it doesn't have the type of serious level of tumah that's going to cause the thing that he touched to also be a decent level of tumah to the point that it'll be metame other things. Because if the person touching this flower would not be a tevul yom, but rather be a more conventional type of tumah, then he would make the flower that he touches tamei. He would make, therefore, by extension, the vessel which is touching the flower a second level of tumah, and the flower on the other end of the vessel would be tamei anyway as a third level of tumah. So, in order for this question to be relevant, we need to be talking about a person who's not conventional tumah, but rather, as we're describing, a tevul yom, a person who has already gone to mikvah and is just waiting for nightfall. So here's the question that we have. We have two halves of the requisite amount of flour for the mincha in two sides of this vessel, not touching each other, and the tevul yom touched one of them. And the Gemara develops the question with authority, with citing source, as follows. On the second line, Ki tenan kali mitzarev. When we learned in the Mishnah in Chagiga that there's a unique status regarding Kodesh, that if it's in a vessel, the vessel unites everything. It's based on a pasuk, d'oraiso d'rabbonon, but it's based on a pasuk, kaf achas, the spoon, made it one. It made everything, even though they were granules, but everything became one in the spoon. And it's not significant about the spoon, it's significant that it's in a kli kodesh, and it's kodshim, and the vessel unites everything and makes it one. Kali mitzarif masha besocho la kodesh. When you're dealing with kachim, it unites. The Mishnah in Chagiga mentions that Terumah would be different. Terumah, even though it's on some level holy, has to be treated with holiness. It's not the same level. By Kodesh, this is the rule. So Hani Mili, when does a vessel unite the contents? Hecha Denagi Bahadadi. Maybe it's only if everything is touching. Aval Hecha Delo Nagi Bahadadi Lo. But if they're not touching, not. O Dilma Loshana. Or maybe it makes no difference. So what would be the case if they're touching, they're not touching? So the Rambam gives an example, when he presents this, of dried fruit. So each one individually, a dried fig, the person whose tummy would touch one, and either it would extend to the one next to it and the one next to it, or we view them all as one unit, and by simply touching one, it's all one unit, and it all becomes tummy, and we don't do these levels. So the Gemara's question is, I know there's a concept of Kli Mitzaref, the vessel unites everything. Is that only when they're touching, just that they're different identified items, and we're uniting them? Or even if they're not touching, the vessel unites them as one? Amaluhu, Rav Kana responded, Amaluhu Iyu, he responded, Mitanan Kali Mechaber, does it say that the vessel unites them as one, meaning that they're touching and all it has to do is unite them? Kali Mitzarif Tanan, it's combining them. Kolduhu, in either case, it would indeed be joined. And therefore, in the case that you're outlining, where you have him touching half of the flower, but the other half is in the same vessel, you're dealing with Kodesh, so then Kli Mitzaref, it's all one, and both sides have become Tamei. The Rambam in Avos HaTumos, 12th Perek, Halacha Zayin, writes, Kli Mitzaref Masha Besocho LaKodesh. A vessel will unite everything that's in it when you're dealing with Kodesh, avalola truma, even though that halacha is not true by truma. Ketzad, how does this work? Kalishuhu male peros perudin. If you have a vessel that's full of separate fruit, each one is an individual. Kagon semukim. You have dried grapes, raisins, ugrogros, or dried figs. Vinaga tuma ba'achad mehen, and the tuma touched one of them. Nitma koma shebel kli lekodesh. If you're dealing with Kodesh, everything that's in that vessel automatically is united in the Tuma, and it's all Tomei. The Rambam acknowledges shel divreim heim. This is midrabanan. Viremez yesh lemay lazu. And there's a hint in the Torah towards this in the word kaf achas, meaning it's an asmachta. It's not really a drasha from the pasuk, but they understood something from the pasuk that allowed them to go ahead and make this takana. Amru chachamim, the chachamim said, komasha bekaf hareu kiguf echad, anything that's in that utensil shall be considered as one. The Rambam adds on, afilu ein lo toch mitzarif, even if it doesn't have an inside, meaning there's no rim, like an eruv that's surrounding it. Nevertheless, because it's on al gabei haluach, even if it's on a plate, a platform, it would become united. And the Rambam concludes, as Rav Kana taught the Bnei Rav Chiya in our Gemara, af al pi she'ein haperos nogim ze bo ze, even if the fruit are not touching one another, since they're in the same vessel, by Kodesh, it unites. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.